Okay, just want to revisit something from yesterday before we move on to the Tosafot. Something that we should have discussed, but we didn't give it its due. We explained that the Meiri and the Ritva, Meiri and the Tosafot Rid, both looked at the Baal Tosaf problem as being a non-problem when you had Kavana to be Mashlem as opposed to Kavana to be Mekayim. Right? So then it wasn't a problem about Tosef. But we didn't really give a svara for the other side. I mean, what's the other side? Rashi seems to not consider that, as Rashi's bothered by the problem about Tosef. Right? So could we just spend a moment or two perhaps trying to explain that machlokes? Basically, why would I say on the one hand that Baal Tosef still applies even in the case where I'm doing it for Tashlumin? And why would I say that if I'm doing it for Tashlumin, it's not Mosif? Not looking for anything too fancy, just a basic approach. Everyone understand the question?
So we should have covered it already, but we didn't, so I'll mention it now.
Again, in other words, according to the Meiri, if I have Kavanah to be Mashlim, and not Kavanah to be Mekayim Mitzvah for now, I'm not involved in Baal Tosef. How come Rashi wasn't happy with that? According to Rashi, that wouldn't really answer the problem. That wouldn't solve the problem. Let me flesh out the question a little bit. Let me try to flesh out the question a little bit. Let's assume it's not Shemini Atzeres for the moment. Let's assume it's later. Let's try to make it, you know, at a time when everyone agrees it's not pertinent to Sukkot.
We'll say Pesach.
Yeah, let's say Pesach time. Guy decides to sit in the Sukkot on Pesach time. So the Meiri holds, there's not going to be Baal Tosef unless you have Kavanah. Unless you sit in the sukkah saying, okay, I'm Mekayim Mitzvah Yeshiva sukkah today, then it's not Baal Tosef. What's Rashi going to say?
You would assume Rashi would say the same thing, except that...
It's still Baal Tosef?
No, Rashi
it's still Baal Tosef?
That you're not actually fulfilling the mitzvah. You're not actually making it up.
So what do you mean?
Or he's going to say you're not really...
But you have to have the intent of actually doing the mitzvah in order to make up the mitzvah.
No, let's say a guy doesn't, as he says, I have Kavanah to be Mashlim.
Why isn't that Baal Tosef?
I
would say it is.
When? Just sitting in Sukkah Stam?
Yeah. If he has a Kavanah?
To do the mitzvah. Yeah, to do the mitzvah, everyone's going to agree with that. Everyone's going to agree with that. If I have Kavanah to do the mitzvah, then everyone's going to agree it's Baal Tosef. But here's the case where that's not your Kavanah. Your Kavanah is to be Mashlim. What do you mean there's no Tashlumin?
He's saying that there's no such thing as this concept that you're trying to do right now. Tashlumin. And therefore, that automatically by doing that, you're being a Baal Tosef. That's what I'm thinking.
There's no allocation for Tashlumin, therefore, you're making a mitzvah of Tashlumin and it's Baal Tosef on the Tashlumin itself.
Well, it doesn't seem like that's the issue, because Gemara talks about Tashlumin. I mean, Rashi not saying there's no concept of Tashlumin.
So I know he's not saying there's no concept of
Tashlumin. And when you look at Pesach Sheni, so then you could have a Chakira. Is Pesach Sheni Din B'fnei Atzma? You know, is he not Chayev for the first one? Or is it somehow make up for the first one? Okay, that's possible. But over here, where you're using the concept of Tashlumin, I'm clearly making up for something. According to Rashi, right? According to Rov Rishonim, not to Tosos. If it's a Hashlama in the sense of making up, so I'm making up for something. So Meiri says, well, what your das is that you're making up for something, the act of sitting in the sukkah doesn't rise to the level of Baal Tosef.
That's what the Meiri said.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Rashi's saying it would be Baal Tosef just by sitting in the sukkah.
That's right. So well, not just by sitting in the sukkah. I mean, again,
sitting in the sukkah and eating food.
For the purpose of... correcting the, you know, getting some keem in the mitzvah.
Perhaps looking at the difference between what an observer would see versus what the person's das includes. But the Meiri says that it's an internal frame of reference. Rashi would say it's an external frame of reference. For an external observer, it could look, he doesn't know that the guy's not trying to fulfill.
Well, I'll tell you why that is difficult, because let's say you had Kavanah not to be doing any mitzvah. You had negative das. I'm sitting in the sukkah and I don't care about any mitzvah, nothing. No, Rashi not going to say you owe Baal Tosef then. Right? Not Baal Tosef then.
I have a question in
terms of... Let me just ask one question. According to the Meiri, when I have this idea of Tashlum in mind, where is the Kiyam coming about? Where is the Kiyam Mitzvah?
The Kiyam is...
See, if you say like Chaim... What? No, but I'm saying in what mitzvah is the kiyum?
The seuda.
Well, in whatever the mitzvah was. If the mitzvah was to sit in the sukkah, right? You know, forget about marshal. Let's say the mitzvah was to eat in the sukkah, however you want to define that. If the mitzvah was to eat in the sukkah, so my kiyum is in that mitzvah. Right? Whatever that was, whatever the mitzvah was. If the mitzvah was to have a suda stam that I had to just by accident eat in the sukkah because it's sukkahs, or integrally I had to eat a meal in the sukkah, marshal, right? Right now when I'm being mashlim for that, my kiyum is clearly in that thing. It's not an independent mitzvah that we say anytime you miss something, you do something else in a vacuum, and it's just a separate category called tashlumin. It seems that that's what's bothering Rashi, that even where it's being fulfilled in the context of Tashlumin, at the end of the day, your kiyum is still, kiyum of your action is still in the mitzvah itself. And if that's the case, and you're doing an act of Tashlumin for a kiyum of mitzvah that doesn't apply today, that's Baal Tosef. Whereas the Meir says no. The Meir says that only where it's primarily a act of kiyum of mitzvah. Then it's Baal Tosef. I mean, they're not arguing in Tashlumin. I think it's neater to say, and it seems to me anyway, that Machlokes is more about Baal Tosef. Does this or does this not rise to the level of Baal Tosef? Rashi says, even where your kiyum, albeit in a tangential way, is coming about in the very mitzvah which no longer applies, that's Baal Tosef. As opposed to the Miri saying, no, Baal Tosef only is applicable when the very maisa that I'm doing is inherently and primarily a maisa mitzvah, a kiyum maisa mitzvah.
So how would Rashi say you would go about it there?
Well, again, all the problems with Rashi. That's why Tosfos Rosh says Rashi's, according to Rashi, the Gemara's answer doesn't really help. Right? Everyone has to tweak Rashi. Because if Rashi is really bothered by Baal Tosef, then the Gemara's answer Chozer seems to leave us wanting. Right?
So what's he doing? You know, Baal Tosef. If he fulfills it, it's still Baal Tosef.
No, the Meiri is saying is that your act has a different quality to it. Your act, when your act is an act of Hashlama, it's a different quality. I don't want to say it's a different Suras HaMaisa, because that's not the case. It's the same Maisa. Right? You're sitting in the sukkah. But since the kiyum is coming about through the act of hashloma, right? I'm not saying this is a maisa mitzvah. I'm not saying this is a kiyum maisa mitzvah. Let's put it that way. I'm not making this inherently a kiyum mitzvah. Kiyum mitzvah. The Rashi, who cares? Who cares if it's inherently a kiyum mitzvah? At the end of the day, you're getting a key. Your kiyum is in the mitzvah. You're right. It's a hashlama, so it's somewhat attenuated from the mitzvah itself. But just to use a very crude example, when I do this, where am I getting a check? Where's my scorecard being checked? Being checked in some abstract realm called tashlumin? No, getting a check in the realm of sukkah. today's not the day for checks in sukkah. You're getting a check in sukkah. You're doing a mitzvah that doesn't apply today. That's Baal Tosef. The Meir says no. He says that since what I'm doing today is not inherently a maisa mitzvah of yeshiva, mitzvah yeshiva v'sukkah.
Yeah, you mean
the Meiri?
You
mean the Meiri saying that?
That's the system of Tashlumin, no?
I know.
You're arguing...
There is an idea of Tashlumin. Right? They both agree there's an idea of Tashlumin. Now the question is, well, is that enough of a kiyum to create Baal Tosef? Meir says no. When what you're doing is an act of tashlumin, hashlama, that's not primarily an act of kiyum mitzvah. And if that's the case, that's not Baal Tosef. as opposed to Rashi. Rashi saying, no, I don't care. Show me, where's your kiyum? You're getting a kiyum in this mitzvah? And you're doing the maisa that's the maisa mitzvah? Maisa plus kiyum equals baal tosef, if you're going to Rashi. Not so for the Miri. And the tosef's right. Yeah, you're not happy.
I'm not saying Miri.
You think it should be still baal tosef?
Yeah, totally. I just don't see Miri's position.
Without seeing the Rashi, I think that you should get a chicken and a tashlumin box.
You think there should be you think that since your kiyum is coming about through tashlumin, it's no longer subject to baal tosef. Jonah's saying, well, who cares? Should still, sort of like what Dov said, who cares about Kavana, right? Who saying the same thing. Who cares that it's coming back through Tashlum? At the end of the day, you're getting some form of Kiyam in the mitzvah that's not applicable today. I mean, so you guys are arguing for the two sides of the machlokas. It's not like either one is illogical or rational. It both make sense. You know, you like one better than the other. Okay.
How do we reconcile Rashi?
What do you mean by reconcile Rashi?
You don't.
I mean, that's Rashi Shida. He doesn't have to agree with the Meiri. The Meiri doesn't have to agree with Rashi. I mean, they each have a different way of looking at the Zugya. It's going to yield the Nafkamina, but... right? According to Rashi, if you go in the Zugya and you have Kavana, then you're doing this for Tashlum, it's still a potential problem.
But,
Baal Tosef. So again, remember Rashi says the whole problem is you're doing it on a day when there is no Mitzvah Shiva Sukkah. Came into Biyom Achron, lo basukkah Yasif. You don't normally sit in the Sukkah. In Eretz Yisrael. Right? So when you would normally not sit in the sukkah, and now you're going to sit in the sukkah, why are you sitting in the sukkah? Oh, you're sitting in the sukkah to make up this meal that's supposed to be in the sukkah. V'im yeshiv bol l'shem mitzvah over al baal tosef. See, even that lashon is very important, I would think. That lashon is very important. What do you mean you're doing l'shem mitzvah? What are you doing l'shem mitzvah? It's tashlumin. Yeah, Rashi saying that's still l'shem mitzvah. That's still l'shem mitzvah. See Rashi's lashon? You're doing it l'shem mitzvah. Well, what do you mean? Everyone knows tonight's not the first night of Sukkot.
So Rashi holds the tashlum is the other mitzvah.
That's right. It's in essentially the other mitzvah. And the Meir is saying not so much. It's not so much. At the end of the day, it's true, but you wouldn't say primarily it's that mitzvah. It's tashlumin. You're getting it through a different mechanism. You're getting it through a different mechanism. I don't look at it as an act of l'shem mitzvah. Rashi is saying, even we have kavana for tashlum, and that's it. There's no such thing, basically. There's no such thing as, I'm doing the maisa mitzvah, I'm getting kiyum in the mitzvah, and I'll say, well, I had a kavana that I should get it through some tangential way, from derech agav. Rashi doesn't care about that. See, I think that's a key lashon. V'im yeshiv bol, sorry, one second. V'im yeshiv bol l'shem mitzvah over al baal tosef. Well, what do you mean? Maybe you're not saying the l'shem mitzvah. You're doing the l'shem tashlumin. Rashi saying, yeah, that's l'shem mitzvah. That would be the baal tosef.
So I heard you.
Yeah. What I'm trying to distinguish is that between, excuse me, what I'm trying to suggest is that there's a difference between an act of fulfilling the mitzvah and getting a fulfillment in the mitzvah. Going to the Meiri. When I'm just getting fulfillment in the mitzvah, that's not baal tosef. Because I'm not attempting to be mekayim in the mitzvah right now, but through hashlama, it happens to be that I get a kiyum in the realm of sukkah. So as long as I'm not trying to actually get the primary kiyum of mitzvah now, that's not baal tosef. Rashi says, who cares? As long as you're doing something which is producing a kiyum in the realm of that mitzvah, that's baal tosef.
Let's get the line again. Difference between fulfilling a mitzvah versus...
having a fulfillment in a mitzvah. Ah. Are you fulfilling the mitzvah? Then it's baal tosef. Meiri. Fulfillment in the mitzvah? No, that's not baal tosef.
Rashi sees the difference.
Kiyum, you have a kiyum. You don't have the full expression of the mitzvah. I'm not being mekayim yeshiva b'sukkah today because it doesn't apply. I'm doing something somehow to compensate for what I should have done, and I'm getting a credit for that. You're getting some aspect of the mitzvah. You're getting a fulfillment in the mitzvah. No one's going to say, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah today, because the mitzvah doesn't apply. It's tesvav, tesvav. Today's not tesvav.
And then Rashi simply sees that there's no difference whatsoever. Fulfillment. in getting fulfillment in the mitzvah.
That's right.
Fulfilling the mitzvah is the same thing.
As far as this is concerned. As far as Baal Tosef is concerned. Right.
So he says it is.
If I'm trying to get a kiyum in a mitzvah that doesn't apply today, today's not the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, that's it, Baal Tosef.
Why is it not Machlokes in Tashlumah? How Tashlumah
works? Yeah, so how would you learn that? Maybe it
I'm
could be.
I'm saying, isn't that what you're saying, really?
No, I'm saying you could learn it that you could learn it that way also.
How is it not that way? Though?
How is it not that way?
What's
I mean, let's say they both agree that Tashlumah works the way I'm saying. They're just arguing and what is was required to cause you to be over Baal Tosef. So the reason why I'm saying that is because of how is there Erva Tashlumin? In Achanami. How is there Erva Tashlumin for what? For Tefillah, you could have Tashlumin. I mean, how could you have Tashlumin over here?
I guess. Why Tefillah?
Because that's a separate institution. That's not Baal Tosef.
You're doing another one in that day. No, you can just have whatever you want, I guess.
No, I mean, by tefillah, first of all, Dov is correct. You could learn this machlokas as also being a function of how they learn tashlumin. In other words, is tashlumin? What would you say? What were the two possibilities? Oh, you don't know.
What you were saying? It sounded like that's what we're saying.
Well, I was trying to make it more about what is necessary to be over Baal Tosef, that they were agreeing on the point of tashlumin, how tashlumin works. I mean, they both agree that tashlumin is not an actual recreation of the mitzvah itself. I'm not getting the mitzvah.
Yeah.
I'm not getting the mitzvah. I'm getting some kiyum in the mitzvah. But Rashi holds that's enough for Baal Tosef. But you're right. They could be arguing over what is tashlumin in this regard. What happens when I sit in the sukkah on the last day of Yom Tov? Am I actually getting the kiyum and sitting in the sukkah? Oh, if that's the case, then it's no good. That would be Rashi. Or is it no? Is I recognize that I'm not getting a kiyum in that mitzvah. It's just some aspect of it, or like I said, a kiyum in the mitzvah. I'm not getting the mitzvah.
It's like you're getting a small part.
I'm getting some credit in that category. I'm not getting that mitzvah itself. I'm getting
a
lesser included benefit of somehow. And the truth is, Rashi's Lashon fits in with that approach. Because that could be what Rashi means when he says, the same Rashi that we used as a writer before, it could be used for this. What does it mean when Rashi says that I'm doing it L'shem Mitzvah? It could be that's Rashi advocating for the fact that that's the way Tashlumin works. Right? Rashi's telling you, oh, when you do Tashlumin, it's like you're doing the Mitzvah. Oh, if it's like you're doing the Mitzvah, then you're out. I mean, really, the truth is, it's the two sides of the same issue. Is the stress from the Baal Tosef perspective, or is the stress from the Tashlumin perspective? Right? I don't know, for whatever reason, I just feel a little more comfortable saying that the argument is about Baal Tosef. But you're right, it could be that it's about Tashlumin. Can't prove otherwise. Right, so I'm saying Dov's saying you could say the problem is in Baal Tosef, is in Tashlumin as opposed to Baal Tosef, if it's possible.
I think Rashi sounds like it's about Baal Tosef. He's mostly focusing about it would be Baal Tosef. Since it's Baal Tosef, how could there be a Shlomo? Yeah,
right.
It's my Shlomo.
Right.
It's like an afterthought about Shlomo.
Right. I mean, Tosef's Rashi also seems to clearly feel that he's focused on Baal Tosef. Now, Baal Tosef is definitely an element. The question is, which one is the primary? You know, which one is the primary element? Which one is what's driving his position? Is it how you learn Baal Tosef or how you learn Hashlama? I hear what you're saying now. Also, my Hashlama Yiko. Where was that?
My Hashlama, the city Yiko.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Baal Tosef.
Right. I sound like more focused on Baal Tosef. Yeah. That was my first instinct.
Just asking a side question.
Side question? Wholly unrelated, or?
Not totally unrelated.
Okay.
It's related.
Good. Our attention. All right, so we're turning now to the Tosos Dira Maslo Chazar at the bottom of Chavzayin Amud Aleph. All right? Someone want to read for us? Basically, Tosos has four kashas on Rashi. Four kashas on Rashi. Go ahead, Gil. Welcome back.
Chazar Bar Eliezer, Eitzel Chachamim, he returned Lomar, She'en Ladavar.
Kitzvah.
Yeah, there's no limit.
Good, no limit.
Yeah.
And Kitzvah Lishno Secha.
If he wants to fast, he can fast, except for the first night.
Good. Why is that? Why can't you fast the first night? Yeah, tassav, tassav, michag amatzos. Okay, keep going. V'ha miha pligi, polig. Polig, I'm sorry. Right, so on this nekuda, he continues to argue on the chachamim. Which nekuda specifically? Dikasavar. Maza Yates. Yates?
I don't know. What's Yates? I don't know. Oh, Yates.
Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Yates is Yom Tov.
Oh.
Yom Tov. Nothing fancy.
Like
no, Yom Tov. Yom Tov Rishon. Like Yates Harishon is Yom Tov Harishon. So what's Tosa saying? He's quoting Rashi. He's saying Rashi said that what was Rabbi Elazar Chozer? He was Chozer Lios Eslo Chacham regarding what? Regarding the 14 Suda requirement. He retracted that. No Chiva 14 Sudas. What did he continue to require? What did he continue to maintain? That there was an idea of Hashlama when it came to the first one, which he said was a Chiv. Right? He took away the Chiv of 14 Sudas, maintained only one Suda, and now what? That Suda you could have Tashlama for.
Yeah.
Okay? Where did I learn that from? Where does everybody learn that from? From the carbon, from the fact that you have Tashlumen for the carbon. Right? Okay, let's go right there. Af Yom Tov Achron. That's all Rashi. Kach B'Yish Rekuntres. Okay, Ad Kan basically was Rashi. So now he starts his Kashas. Kasha number one. That Lashon of Yashlim V'Hishlim, right? What does that mean?
It's not
mashma that it means what Rashi said it means. It's not mashma that it means what Rashi says. Rashi doesn't think it means what Rashi says it means. What did Rashi say it means? Tashlumen. So I don't think it means tashlumen over here. Elamai. Good.
Didn't Rose Eliezer, wasn't he closer on that? Did he retract the statement?
Yeah, but the question is, what did he retract? The question is, what did he retract, and what did he hold?
He said he retracted the 14, didn't we?
Yes, but he still holds
But he still holds this an idea of Chozer. It's still an idea of Chozer and being Mashlim.
For the first one,
again, that's all Rashi. And you have to understand that Tosos is going to argue with Rashi. So let's see what, at the end of Tosos, he says what he thinks the right pshat is. After he asks all these kashas.
I think
okay.
This is the most important part of, this is the point right here that he's trying to make. Kevan de mimatza yalfina lo matzina she tashom lamatza shalala.
Alright, I don't know if that's the most important. That's one point. Let's see.
But he's saying by Pesach,
right.
Okay.
Okay. I mean. So one thing, first point is I think Rashi is wrong linguistically. I don't think Tashlumen over here means Tashlumen. I don't think Hashlama means Tashlumen. I think it means Hashlama to what? To complete, to make Shalein, L'Hashlim, to make complete what? The Minyan. You missed that in one of Yisudas. I give you an opportunity to be Mashlim the Minyan.
I have a question.
Okay, one second. Let's hear out Tosa's question first. Right?
On this, though.
All right, either way, let's just finish this question. Okay, va'od, like you said, came under mimatza yalfin, and since this whole chiv is learned out, zir shava, tesvav, and we don't find that this tashlumen in this way for matzah, shal laila harishon, shal pesach. V'od, also it's within the same vein, mashma katas from Yerushalmi, that you dafka have to have, because we saw this quoted previously in Tosos, right, this Yerushalmi, that you, this was Tosos Iboi, right? Wasn't this Tosos Iboi from Yerushalmi? Yeah, this was in Tosos Iboi. But, saying over here, there's a mashmos from the Yerushalmi that you have to have a kizayis of dog on dafka on the first night of Sukkos, just like you have to have dafka matzah on the first night of Pesach. We saw the Ran refer to that also. But yet over here you see that according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds with this hashlama business, you can be mashlam b'mini tagima, which seems to mean mini tagima and not dagon. So there's something not right here. If you're going to learn like Rashi, something is not right. Okay. Last kasha. Fourth kasha. V'od.
V'od me'uvda de patrobus shel agrippas mashma de lo patar Eliezer
Bisudachas.
Bisudachas.
One second. So, what does that mean? What was the case of Agrippas? Did everyone got this?
He basically had two sukkahs in two different cities and wanted to know if he could have a meal in one and then the next day have a meal in another.
Right. That was just the Maisa. The Maisa, the Alpha Chava. That's the way.
That's the problem.
He didn't have two sudas. So he says, what was his taina to him? What was his answer to him? Every day you feast, and today you can't take one for the team. Like, you can't get another meal in for the sake of to fill into the mitzvah. What does that sound like? Sounds like you're telling him what? Yeah, one suda would not be enough. One suda would not be enough on a given day.
Obviously.
Okay, so what's his taina Tosos? Oh. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer didn't just let him squeak by and have one meal. So what do you see from there? He's not chozer entirely from all the meals, from the two meal a day rule.
So this is weird.
Well, it's only weird because we've been conditioned to think like Rashi. Yeah. Right? So Tosa says, you know what? Rashi's entirely wrong. Elamai, what the pshat in the Gemara? Go ahead.
Matzah sukkah.
What?
The obligation to eat Yom Tov Rishon?
The obligation to eat 14 meals in the sukkah was what he retracted. But what did he not retract?
Wait, say again. What does that mean?
Well, you have to keep require. From the word tzarich, to make tzarich.
But I mean, what does that mean? To eat in sukkah whatsoever? He's retracting.
Well, we didn't finish. You stopped in the middle of the sentence.
Okay, yeah.
Stop. So what is that? He didn't retract the 14 sudos rule. What did he retract? The requirement to eat those sudos. Where?
In the sukkah.
In the sukkah.
So you can eat outside of the sukkah and it's counts for your 14? Is that what his new statement is saying?
That's right.
He's saying that if you were to be mazed and not eat the sukkah, you would still be... you're eating your meals, you just wouldn't be able to
eat the
sukkah.
Well,
let's finish the last line.
Right. Yeah, you're right. It's proper to eat them in the sukkah, but if you don't eat them in the sukkah, you can mash them even out of the sukkah.
Yeah.
So he never, according to Tosos, he never dropped the 14 sukkah rule, the 14 meal rule. He just dropped the requirement that all these 14 meals be eaten dafka in the sukkah. So a lot to be discussed in this Tosos.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be discussed. I mean, obviously now we have Machlokas Rashi Tosos. How do you learn Rabbi Eliezer? But before we get to that, one of the main nekudos that, like you said in passing, Gil, is this idea that the gzeir shava comes from matzah. And since the gzeir shava comes from matzah, therefore, if we don't find tashlama by matzah, how could you find it over here? Tashlum, there's no tashlum by matzah, therefore there's no tashlum over here. What is Rashi's response to that? Rashi's obviously not bothered by that question. Rashi's okay maintaining that, yeah, there is tashlumen by sukkah, even though there's no tashlumen by matzah. So how would you explain that, machlokas? Does everyone understand what I'm saying? Yes, no?
Yeah.
Anyone not clear? I'll say it again. The question is, Tosos is advocating for his position. He's saying it doesn't mean tashlumen, it doesn't mean hashlam in the sense of tashlumen. It means hashlam in the sense of making up the number. How do I know? He says, because look at matzah. The whole thing is learned from matzah. Tesov, tesov, mechaga matzos. And there's no such idea of hashlama by matzah.
Yeah.
So what's Rashi's response? That's true. It's true there's no tashlama by matzah. But so what? Who cares about matzah? Okay, can we explain that?
That wasn't his response, was it?
No, I mean, not quite his response, but he's unmoved by this question, not bothered. In essence, is saying, how do I know that this doesn't mean tashlumen like it means elsewhere to make up? Instead, it means hashlama, make up the count. Because look at matzah.
Yeah.
Look at matzah. Matzah is the source for the gzeir shava. Matzah is the source for learning the chiyuv of eating the sukkah the first night, or eating from the first night. And since that can't be made up, so too this can't be made up. It doesn't work. You can't say it in one case if you don't say it in both cases. Rashi is saying, no, not true. Not true. I continue to maintain that what Hashlomen means over here is Tashlumen, even though there is no Tashlumen by Matzah. So all I'm saying is we have to be able to explain why Tosos is insistent on saying if it doesn't apply in both cases, it can't apply in one case. And Rashi seems to be okay saying, no, it's all right that it applies in Sukkah and not by Matzah. You follow that? Okay, is everyone else on board? Yeah? Can we try to explain that? Yeah.
Tosos also says you do it, that you just don't.
You do
it.
What? So Tosos' answer to you is, hey, if you're going to use Karban to teach me that I could have a Tashlumen over here by Achila on the first night of Sukkot,
yeah,
then there should also be a Dimyon in Pesach that I should be able to learn from Karban that I could be Mashlem my Achila's Matzah. And yet you don't say that over there.
I think I know what it is. It's just, is the fact that like you don't have to eat the Sukkah, the 14 meals.
You're jumping ahead. No, I'm not even up to that.
I'm saying, like, it's not tied to, like, the, in both cases, like, the matzah is, like, the thing that's, like, identified with Pesach.
Yeah, and they can't do tashlum there.
And you can't do tashlum in there, but...
Again, you got to answer for Rashi. I see what you're trying
to... No, no, no.
Okay.
Trying, like,
right, on some level, the argument is, we have this gzeir shava. We have this gzeir shava that we acknowledge, tetzvav, tetzvav, michag matzos. What is Tosos saying about that? What is Tosos saying about that gzeir shava?
If it doesn't transfer something, then it doesn't exist. If the gzeir shava doesn't transfer something from...
Well, stated differently, he's saying that the gzeir shava would transfer every aspect of the model. In other words, if you learn it from matzah, then when you learn the gzeir shava from matzah, whatever is applicable in the realm of matzah, that's what you're going to find in Sukkah. If it's tesvav, tesvav, mechag hamatzos, then all the details of chag hamatzos are going to manifest themselves in Sukkah.
But only
those things, right? Only those
things.
Because you're learning out the chiyuv, you're learning out the chiyuv
only from matzah, from
the gzeir shava of tesvav, tesvav. So what's Tosa saying? Tosa saying, well, if that's the case, then you have to... You have to replicate it exactly. I mean, you don't have to eat matzah, obviously, but short of that, you have to replicate all of the details of that mitzvah in the mitzvah to which it's being applied, i.e. in Sukkah. And anything like Chaim's saying, but whatever is not part of that, you can't introduce new concepts. It's tesov, tesov, mechag matzos.
But
And what's Rashi saying? Rashi saying that's just not the case. That's not true.
You're just learning something. You can still bring other things.
That's right. You're learning the general formulation. The general formulation is learned from the Gzeir Shava. But I don't have to bring every single aspect of the Gzeir Shava into Sukkah. Every aspect of matzah I have to learn out into Sukkah because I have Gzeir Shava. That's not true. I'm saying that, no, that's what they're arguing on.
I have a question.
So yes, it could be a machlokes how to learn Gzeir Shavas. I mean, that's it's hard to say. That's a little bit too universal. I don't want to. It could be. I mean, that could be part of the machlokes. When you have Gzeir Shava, how far does it go? Do you have to take all the details, or is it more general? But I think there's another approach over here. I mean, we'd have to know more about Gzeir Shavas to say that you could, to say that's the machlokas, right? Well, the machlokas had to learn Gzeir Shavas. So when you have, and it wouldn't be absurd to suggest, because you do have that machlokas in other areas. For example, there's a concept in halacha that when the rabbanon make a halacha, when they make a takana, they have to model after daraisa. Kol tikun rabbanon kein daraisa tikun. So there is a question among the poskim, how far does that go? Does it mean they have to take all of the details of the deraisa when they make up the rabbanon? Or is it more of just a general idea? Right? Does it have to be modeled exactly? Or is it not like that? It's just more of a general impression that you get from the deraisa, and then all the rest of the details are, they have the right to sort of make up on their own, institute on their own. That's similar to what we're saying over here in terms of how the Gzeir Shava works. Does Gzeir Shava mean I have to borrow all of the details of the model, or just the general impression of the model? And the details there's room to leave out or to introduce new ones. You follow that? But I think there might be another approach, specifically in terms of Hashlama. Specifically in terms of Hashlama. Yeah, Chaim?
Let's say they agree. Let's say they agree in terms of how Gzeir Shavas work. Let's say that's not the Mahalaf to take. In the first Mahalaf, it's basic, superficial Mahalaf. Maybe they're arguing how Gzeir Shavas works. Let's say that's not the Mahalaf. Let's say they all agree that when you have Gzeir Shavas, you have to bring everything. Right? So now what's the question? How could it be that in Chag HaSukkos, all of a sudden you have a Shlama when you don't have that by Matzah? Right? So Rashi said, what would Rashi say? That's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because Hashlama is a separate concept. It's not part of the mitzvah. It's not built into the mitzvah. It's a separate idea. So when I look back and I don't see Hashlama in matzah, it's not a problem. It's not a problem that I'm saying over here, even though I learned this out by Gzeir Shavah, all of a sudden that's Hashlama. Yeah, because it comes from a separate place. I don't have to say Hashlama is built into the mitzvah. And therefore, if I say it in one place, I must say it in the other place, by virtue of the fact that there's Gzeir Shavah here. Right? I can say Hashlama is a separate concept that happens to apply in one case and doesn't apply in another case.
But the Tosfos would say then to you that not only is it that by Gzeir Shavah, you have to learn out exactly what it says over there.
Right.
You have to bring all the halachos. You can't introduce any new halachos from other areas here.
That's right. What I'm saying is that Rashi could even agree with that. I'm saying they could both agree on how Gzeir Shavas work.
Right, but you have to bring all. You just said that Hashlama is a separate concept, and then Tosos would say, since it's a separate concept, you can't bring it over here because the Gzeir Shava doesn't allow you to bring in a new concept to the Gzeir Shava.
Well, what do you mean by no new halachas? I mean, obviously, things are going to be different about Yeshiva Basukah than Achilas Matzah.
Obviously, there are going to be some things, but in terms of the general principle, like...
You're saying specifically in terms of Hashlama. Specifically in terms of whether or not there's an ability to be mashlim for the mitzvah of Tesvav. See, if you view...
There would be no such concept because you can't bring in anything new to this Gzeir Shavah. There's nothing. You can't bring it in.
Not sure what you mean. That sounds like what we said initially.
I know.
Right, so I'm suggesting now that we could take a slightly different approach and say that really Rashi and Tosfos both agree that you do have to bring the mitzvah with all of its details. right?
Right. Which would be
that both Rashi and Tosfos agree that there is no hashlama by sukkah.
Right. Okay.
Right. So how, I'm sorry, by matzah. How could you have hashlama by sukkah? Because Tosfos says, I'm sorry, because Rashi says that when you have hashlama, that is not a function of the mitzvah itself. It's not a function of the mitzvah. Whatever mitzvah has hashlama, it's not a function of the mitzvah itself. It comes from some other place. It's an external halacha. So don't ask me, Kasha, hey, you got this mitzvah from the Gezer Shava, how could there be hashlama? I'm only going to be bothered by that if I view hashlama as being part of the mitzvah. Then I should say, hey, if I see it over here, I have to see it in the model. The model
was
picked.
So you're saying hashlama is a separate mitzvah that applies...
I don't want to say separate mitzvah, but a separate halacha. Yeah. It's not built in to the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, that, it's a halacha that runs outside of the mitzvah. Some mitzvahs have it, some don't. But if you look at hashlama as being built into the mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah here, and there's sort of an option that if you don't do it now, you could do it later, that's within the formulation of the mitzvah, then I'm going to have to see that in both cases. Because I'm learning out of Gezeirah Shavah. Notice, where do the boundaries of the mitzvah begin and end? Do they include hashlama as part of the mitzvah? It's like picturing some kind of colored graph, right? Would you see it included, right, with hashlama, or is it closed and then hashlama's next to it? You know, it's A plus B, not AB. It's A with B, not A and B.
Or is it a little math.
Right?
Is it a parentheses B or is it a...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Same thing.
Is it A with the B inside or is it A with the B on the outside? Right? However you want to look, whatever makes sense to your mind.
That would be the same thing. A with B.
Dov's suggesting that now we maybe have to answer a different question. Once we could explain that how Rashi could be sovel, how Rashi could tolerate the fact that there's hashlama by one and not the other, which Tosfos can't because of the way he looks at hashlama in general, why is there? Why is it that there is hashlama for one, not the other? Okay, that maybe we have to deal with that also. Okay, we'll stop here. I believe that we'll continue tomorrow. If you didn't get to see the next Tosfos, take a look at the next Tosfos. The next Tosfos seems to relate, and then I think we're going to start moving on. So if you finish with that bottom Tosfos, start moving on to Chav Zayin and Beis. At some point, maybe we'll take a hiatus. We'll do some sugis in Maseches Megillah in honor of the upcoming
holiday
that's based on that Masechta. So we have plenty of time this year because we have a second month.
You should do.